Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today I have the great pleasure of speaking with Guillaume Tersinier from Cognac Valent Tersinier. How are you today, Guillaume?
Très bien, merci Taylor. Et vous?
Très bien. Very well, thanks. So, who are you and what do you do at Cognac Valent Tersinier? So I am the sixth generation of the family, the Tersinier family. I work mainly with the cellar master, and that's everything from the distillation all the way up to the bottling. We work with the different eau de vie throughout their aging period. Also, I would say that I work with my brother, who is in charge of the vineyard side of things. So what cognac will we be tasting today? So today we're going to be tasting a new XO that we just recently released. It's a younger XO called the XO Roots. The Tersinier house is known for its rather old eau de vie. So this is a new release. It's a new bottling for us that we wanted to introduce to the range. And so what was the idea or the concept behind this XO Roots? Yeah, I mean, so the idea here was to release a younger XO. It's true that our traditional XO is roughly a 40-year-old cognac. And so we wanted to let folks discover an XO cognac of a different style, of a different age. And so at the beginning with the cellar master, we were looking for different eau de vie that we could assemble, that we could blend, but we didn't really have any ambition of bottling it right of way. There was no sense of urgency. And so over time, we found this different blend. As we tasted it, we said, wow, this is the moment to put it in bottle. And so we did it. We didn't have any obligation of time. We had no sense of urgency. We just wanted to release something new, and we felt it was the right time to do it. It's probably not good to compare the XO Roots to the traditional XO because there's a significant difference of age, but maybe compared to, say, the Napoleon. So for the Napoleon, we're on a fine champagne blend. So that means it's a blend of Grand Champagne and Petit Champagne Eau de Vie. We're roughly around the same age. So the Napoleon is 15 years. The XO Roots is about 15 years. But with the Napoleon, we're on something really fine, classic, rather delicate, I would say. With the XO Roots, we have a completely different style, a completely different complexity. We are blending all of the different crus from cognac. And for this particular blend, the XO Roots, we've got 30 to 40 different eau de vie in the blend. So we're going to have something that's very round, and if I can say, very gourmand. So we've got notes here that are more tilted towards citrus, something very accessible, all the while still preserving a really interesting and a nice finesse. And it's a cognac that I would say can be tasted by everyone and enjoyed by everyone. So I'm talking about connoisseurs, cognac connoisseurs, but also people who are just getting started in their cognac journey. I see. So maybe something with a little bit more freshness. Okay, and so you said a second ago that the approximate age of this cognac is about 15 years. Is that correct? Yes, that's it. And in terms of the distillation, was it distilled with the lees or without the lees? So here, it's definitely a mix, I would say. Because we have so many different eau de vie, 30 to 40 different eau de vie in the blend, some were distilled with the lees, others were not. So it's a mix. And I think that mix of different eau de vie with different distillation styles is what gives the roundness to this cognac, and it also gives that certain intensity that we find. We're just looking for eau de vie that make a cognac that is bon and gourmand, good and gourmand. And the distillation style doesn't really have an impact or wasn't really thought of too much here. And so how much time did this cognac spend in new oak, if it's possible to say? So my response will be a little bit hazy, because here, remember, we've got 30 to 40 different eau de vie. And so it's true, in general, we don't want to let our eau de vie spend too much time in new oak, because we don't want the oak or the wood to take too much space in the tasting of the cognac. But still, we want to have that little touch, that little brioche, sort of desserty roundness that we get from a small amount of time in new oak. And we get that here on the tasting. Also, I would add that we have included some eau de vie that have a higher concentration of bois. And we use these in very, very measured quantities. And what they do is they sort of boost the oak profile of the cognac. So in general, our eau de vie are not spending much time in new oak, but we do use these few eau de vie that have a more concentrated oak profile to boost the cognac a little bit. And so in the cellar, would you say that the cellars are humid or dry or somewhere in between? Definitely humid. I would say that's also what brings that nice roundness that we can feel with this cognac. And can you explain the differences between an eau de vie that was aged in a dry cellar and an eau de vie that was aged in a humid cellar? So for a eau de vie that was aged in a dry cellar, we're going to have something that's more direct, more linear, more strict. So if we're looking for a cognac that has a little bit more strength, searching in a dry cellar will be ideal. For humid cellar, we're going to have eau de vie cognacs that are a little bit rounder. And as they age, we get those nice old rancio notes. That's so typical with old eau de vie. So that's the main difference, I would say, between the two cellar types. And so the alcohol, the bottling strength I see is at 44%. Why did you make the choice to bottle this cognac at 44%? I find it's quite intelligent, but can you explain why you made this choice? That was a continuous work with the cellar master. We tried to taste this blend at a bunch of different degrees, alcoholic strengths, and I would say it's all about testing in the lab to find the optimal alcoholic strength. We wanted to find an alcohol strength that suited us the most and that suited this cognac the most, which means it's the aromas were really at their optimum. And here at that 44 degrees, we don't really feel it in the mouth, which is a good thing, but still it brings this extra touch of character to the cognac that's really welcomed. So we felt it would have been a shame to reduce this cognac to 40%. We wanted to keep it at 44%, which allows it to be tasted in a lot of different situations. We could taste this as a digestif at the end of a meal, just as well we could taste it at the beginning of a meal en apéritif. So if you wanted to do an apéritif, a nice apéritif, you could drink it neat, but you can also put an ice cube in it. And that ice cube would be well accepted by the cognac at 44 degrees, and it would allow the cognac to open in a different way than we would typically see if we're tasting it neat. So these two different types of tasting for this XO root are possible because the cognac is bottled at 44%. Yeah, I think it gives a little bit more structure. And I also think that tasting cognac as an apéritif is something that's not done enough today. I just think cognac en apéritif is great. So in terms of additives, everything like sugar, caramel, all of that, is there anything added to this cognac? No, this cognac doesn't have any additive whatsoever. So no sugar, caramel, boisé, none of that stuff. We don't even chill filter this cognac. So it's really a cognac that's very natural. And we understand and accept that from year to year, there could be a slight difference in the color of this XO. And that's no problem. So yeah, we were really going for this natural side of the cognac with something really pure inside the bottle. So if we move now to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose, the palate, and then the finish of this cognac? On the palate, we've got a cognac that I would say is rather gourmand. So we find this gourmandise and this nice fatness, a fat texture in the mouth. I'd say it's quite fruity. For the fruits, I'm thinking like an orange confit that's like a kind of jammy orange. There's a little bit of a little note of walnut, and we'll have this little touch of oak, but it's quite fine, it's quite measured. And we also get this pâtissier note, brioche, buttery desserts, that's really, really pleasant when smelling and tasting. In the mouth, there is a touch of vanilla, which shows that the small presence of oak, and some spices like cinnamon. And in terms of the finish, this is a younger XO at 15 years old, but I would say that we've got a nice presence in the mouth, which leads to quite an interesting and long finish for an XO cognac of this age. So just one last question in terms of packaging. Of course, we were here today mainly talking about the characteristics of this cognac, the XO Roots, but I also think that the labels are quite nice as well. Can you explain how these labels were conceived? Thank you very much. It's true, our cognacs are presented generally in a very traditional fashion, with very traditional labels. And here we wanted to break those traditions a little bit and go back to our roots. So this cognac is a bit of an homage to the tradition of cognac, the tradition of blending, because this is really a traditional cognac blend. And we also wanted to make it an homage to our family that's been in the cognac region making cognac for a very long time. And so, yeah, we were looking for something new, something in a new bottle with a new look compared to our very classic labels. And yeah, I think it stands out for this particular cognac.
Excellent. Well, merci beaucoup, Guillaume.
Thank you very much, Guillaume, for taking the time and all of your different explanations. I think this cognac XO Roots is a very interesting cognac. It's a beautiful XO that deserves the attention of our connoisseurs of cognac out there. Happy holidays and have a really nice day.
Merci beaucoup, Taylor.
Allez, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day and another cognac. Au revoir!